Chickens and foxes attempt to bridge their differences at the Durban 2 UN conference on carnivorism and hanophobia. The UN conference to combat carnivorism was off to a rocky start this week when the loudest chicken in the house, Iranian rooster-in-chief Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, also known as El Pollo Loco or Mad Rooster, called Israel a cruel and carnivorous regime for repeatedly climbing over the security fence and devouring every Palestinian chicken in sight and committing genocide. After 500 years of slavery, colonialism, and Zionism, third world chickens had finally come home to roost in Geneva Monday when the indignant foxes in the hen house decided to walk out at the very first flap. As always, Mahmoud was in a bad mood, letting out an embarrassing litany of inconvenient truths about the Israeli fox. That was too much to swallow for the Western carnivores in attendance, who, it is said, tend to be wagged by their tails. Most chickens in the house warmly applauded the Iranian squawk, but delegates from 23 white meat-eating nations immediately walked out, slamming the door on any potential reconciliation. Blatant anti-carnivorism, shrieked the ADL's Abraham Foxman.
This conference not fair and balanced, declared Fox News.
The bitter pill of truth was the wrong medicine to heal the wounds of the past, according to the carnivores. Instead, chicken soup was their prescription. The most ironic thing in this whole story, of course, is that Black Fox Barack Obama, whose mother was actually an Irish hen, out of cowardice missed a historic opportunity for reconciliation, prompting some left commentators to call the most powerful fox in the world chicken.